Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jesus Christ, lads, come on! Are they fucking done it? And they're fucking watching Taiwo and Nico Williams. They're fucking trolling us as well with ex-players. Fucking bastards. Oh, that's fucking shit. Fair play to Nottingham Forest. I think, overall, it's the final whistle show. Liverpool have been beaten by Nottingham Forest at the City Ground 1-0. I think they might have deserved it more than we did. And I think, look, it's a fucking historic win for Nottingham Forest. They needed that, but this Liverpool performance, it was shite.
So first of all, credit to Nottingham Forest for executing their game plan, and their keepers had a worldie, and you're right, they deserved it. Secondly, that's as bad a performance as we've seen under Jurgen Klopp, surely, from a Liverpool side that showed no desire, a lack of quality, a lack of creativity, and but for the width of a post, that would be 2-0 now. So I agree, it's certainly not good enough, and I'm like you, I wonder where we go from here.
I let's start with it. I mean, look, I think Joe Gomez is going to be talked about a lot after this game. I didn't think he was brilliant in the first half in terms of his ball distribution, but his decision making that ultimately led to Nottingham Forest getting their winning goal, he had so much time and so much space, and he fucking did it, and it ended up costing us.
It's always been his problem. Concentration and decision making, it's always been Joe Gomez's issue. And that's why other players have come into the side and usurped him and gone in front of him. And look at us, we're in seventh. We are technically 4 points away from fourth place, but they've got a game in hand.
Let's say 7 points away.
It doesn't look good, does it? The Joe Gomez thing, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is with Joe Gomez. We just give him a new contract, and he's had one good game against City, and then he's going to serve up that today. And that it's his fault. It's totally his fault, the goal. And you can't have that at this standard of football. You get punished, and we got punished, and it's on him.
I mean, look, we talked about it towards the end of the game, Steve. Like, where is the desire? Like, yeah, we had a couple of little half chances at the end, and Dean Henderson was absolutely fantastic, and fair play to him. That save from Virgil van Dijk's header from the corner at the end Brilliant. Of the game is as top drawer save as you're likely to see watching Premier League footy. But they still had the better chances in the second half. Yeah, we're chasing
team.
The game.
They were the better team. There's no dispute about that. And yeah, you're right. The pundits love their day out, and our rival fans love their day out. They were the better team today. They worked hard. They wanted it. This Liverpool team, the core of this Liverpool team, have got done so much and got so close. After a set period of time where you do all that, it's really hard to self-motivate yourself to go forward and dig in when you need to. And there was no fight, no desire there today. So you look at those lads, Fabinho, even Henderson when he came on wasn't brilliant. You look at those guys, Joe Gomez we've spoken about, and you think to yourself, Mo Salah didn't have a great game. And you think to yourself, show me that you want this. Show me that this means something to you. Because if it doesn't, you know, what's the point? We've just lost the bottom of the league, and they deserved it.
Yeah, and they're now not bottom of the league, thanks to Liverpool Football Club as well. I think, you know, we went into this game wondering where the creativity in this side would be. We went in wondering whether a midfield of Fabinho and Kurt Jones could hold up because of the way that they haven't played or have played this season. Ultimately, you know, there was no creativity for this side. No. Set pieces was our thing. Liverpool being a set piece side is a little bit concerning. It's a feather in your cap, I think, when you're really good. Being good at set pieces, and it can get you wins against other top six opposition when the games are stalemate. But it feels like right now that's all we've got.
Well, in a difficult season, this is a new low, isn't it? In what's been a difficult season, we've actually hit the bottom of the barrel. The only really way is up, really. But yeah, if you're a set piece side, you're looking at Champions League football, you can forget it, mate. You need to have a bit more about you than that. You need to go and win games of football, playing football, rather than just spamming balls into the box and hoping your big centre half gets on the end of them and sending your goalkeeper up with 6 minutes to go, like you said in your 11th game of the season. Is that where we're at? Is that really where we're at right now? That's really not good enough, is it?
No, and I know we've got injuries. I don't want to talk about injuries today because I want to focus on the people who played for us, and the people who played for us didn't produce today.
No.
They didn't do anywhere near enough for Liverpool to get into that game and win that game of footy. I mean, look, I know Trent Alexander-Arnold maybe wasn't fit enough to play the full 90, and I don't think James Milner particularly had a bad game, but we've got to find a way. Where's Liverpool's goal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, a Liverpool goal. We've had goals where the movement, Bobby stretches players and Salah goes into that space. What are Liverpool trying to do with the football? Because it doesn't feel like they're trying to do anything but wait for a mistake.
I don't think we had a system today that worked. I think we played off-the-cuff football, going back to the set pieces, trying to put them in the box and get something from a direct header or a second ball. There wasn't a specific game plan in there today. There wasn't an opportunity. We could play till 8 o'clock tonight, Chris, and we wouldn't have scored against them today.
Mm. I'm going to get into some of the Super Chat again. Don't go to my screen yet, Si. We've missed a lot of Super Chat, so I'm just going to catch up on them. I like the screen, but Liverpool are in the mud. Thank you very much, Ike. They definitely feel like it at the moment. Aaron Carroll Moran, I gave up watching the game, put you guys on. We caught that one before, sorry. Baz and North, we might as well put Jay Spearin in the squad. We may well be there in a couple of weeks' time with a couple more injuries. Aim Mayassi, Arsenal to win the league, and I like him. He's a mate of mine now, Jay Spearin, and he's such a good guy as well. And disrespected as a footballer when he didn't deserve to be. Mr. Scooty, 1960, is it next season yet? Not yet. We've got about another 30 games of this shit to sit through. James Tucker, only Elliot wants to play for us, no one else. And Alistair Brew says, that was horrible. We miss Nunes, the target man. We did miss Nunes, of course, but we can't sit here and whinge about players that we haven't got available to us. The lads that we've brought in and deemed good enough to be a part of this Liverpool squad need to be good enough to be a part of this Liverpool squad.
They need to step up. The opportunity for a few players today to say, do you know what? Normally I sit and watch, or I'm a bit part player around this, and I'm thinking of the likes of Curtis Jones and Carvalho today, who come into the team and get starts, and they've got to be saying to themselves, right, this is my chance, this is my opportunity. Against Nottingham Forest, am I better than the guy I play against? Yeah, of course I am. But it takes a collective desire to go and win a game of football, and it just wasn't there today. So when Klopp sits down later and he's calmed down and all this has settled down, there's some big questions from that. There's more questions than answers from there today.
I'll tell you what, you've got some big thoughts to get together for the player rating show, which we'll be doing very, very shortly. That'll be available, of course, on your podcast app and on YouTube. We'll be live streaming that one in probably around about 10 to 15 minutes time. And then obviously we've got the... we've got the player ratings, we've got the fan reaction show, that promises to be a good one.
Good luck.
Bumbadog says $10. Please explain to me how we expect a different result when we play the same against the low block every time. Tactically, what does City do differently to break them down? Just build up speed, they get to the byline, they cut the ball across, and they have a big lad who can score goals from the 6 yard line. We don't at the moment, and the pass from the 6 yard line, when we do eventually get there, doesn't seem to make it. So anyway, that has been the final whistle show. I've been Chris Pajak, that's been Steve Plunkett. It's been another shit abject performance from Liverpool Football Club.
Super chat before we go. Stuart Anderson, thanks for the support, £5. Relying on set pieces is the complete opposite of what a heavy metal football is meant to be. Clear to see how much we miss Darwin going forward. I think you've summarised it quite well there, Stuart, to be fair.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for joining us. I'll be back with the fan reaction show in just a few minutes, Sam. If you stay on here, I'm sure you'll be taken straight to that video. Ta-ra.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.